All right. To how many of you is this Psalm 83C out of the Book of Psalms for singing? How many of you is that a familiar song? Okay, quite a number of you it is. That's good. I know that I have a whole bunch of my kids here. Okay. This song goes like this. If you have not got this one written on your hard drive anywhere, I'll sing it for you, and then I'll sing through it one verse, and then we'll walk through line by line. I think we'll probably catch the tune fairly easily. Let's see it. Like this.
Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not remain at rest, O mighty one. Pour now your foes around and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head. Against your people now, they guard in secret.
Okay, have you heard that one before? Have you ever heard that before, Brad?
I don't know.
Steve, have you ever heard that song before?
Aside from now?
You guys have heard it before. Okay. Let's walk our way through this. We are going to be doing this song later today, so it'd be well to get the tune operating in your consciousness. Here we go. Let's walk through from... I don't think I need to go through line by line right now with most of you. Okay? We should be all right. Here we go.
Do not be silent, God, or I'm responding. Do not remain at rest, O mighty one. For now your foes are out and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up their heads. Against your people now they talk in secret. They seek to work against your hidden ones. They stand and ask your love. Of Israel shall be no more. Together they conspire in deadly earnest. Against you they have made a covenant. The Ishmaelites are there, the tents of Edom. The men of Moab with the Hagarines. The evil
like this of John.
fire that burns the wood like flames of lightning. Pursue them with your storms and strike with fear. Fill up their faces with humiliation and let them seek your name, Jehovah. Then let them be terrified and sin forever, and let them be
taken from the Book of Psalms for singing. Psalm 83 is very much of a what we know as an imprecatory psalm. It's a psalm that is written as a prayer to God that God would deal with his enemies. And make no mistake about it, God has lots of enemies. Okay, and they often will raise their heads in the world to fight against the people of God and against the things that God honors. And it seems to me that we would be wise to sing these songs. Because when we come to church and we gather to sing, we're not just getting together with one another and having a good old time. There's something more that's going on here. We are addressing God Almighty when we sing, and we are coming both in prayer and in praise to represent not only ourselves but the people but the whole world before God. We stand in the gap for the world, and so when we come to songs like this in the Psalter, these are songs which recognize that we are in a battle in the world, and that what we're doing here is warfare, because we're addressing the King of Kings, who can do all things, and who we want his will to rule in the world. And so, hence the bringing out of a song like this one. I really like this version. I've seen a few different versions of Psalm 83. And this is the only one I've ever seen that actually has all the names in it. So you get to there's a whole bunch of history in here that assume that you know your Old Testament stories. Okay. So anyway, that one we will be doing later. Leo, do you remember the song? Do you know this tune? Okay, we're gonna sing a verse or so for you so that you have it in your memory. I'm pretty sure you've heard it before. It was like this.
Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not remain at rest, Almighty One. Pour now your bowls around and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head against your people now. They love in secret. They seek to burn against your hidden one. They say, let us go on and end their nation. The name of Israel shall be no more.
Never sung that one before? Okay. Well, you'll get some practice. Okay, let's move along to another one here. I want to play another song for you. This song is also in two pages. Please notice. Okay, this one is taken from Psalm 107, and it was just very recently written, within the last 10 years, 1997, I think it was written. It was a lady who did some songwriting. She's actually in a CREC church in Tennessee. Her name is Valerie Bost. But she sent me this about a year ago, and I thought about using it. And Well, now here we are. We're going to try and introduce it to you a little bit so that you can get the feel of how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. From Psalm 107, the first three verses in Psalm 107 are, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good. But then it goes into telling a whole series of stories from the history of the people of God, and there are some repeated chorus things in it, and I thought she did a really nice job with this. It goes like this.
Some of us wandered in deserts and wastelands, finding no way to a city of rest. Our lives ebbed away as we hungered and thirsted, when we cried out to God in distress. And from out of our troubles, our God has delivered us by a straight way to a city. From deep living springs he has quenched all our thirsting. With the bread of his flesh he has fed us. So let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love. We whom he has redeemed from the hand of the foe. Darkness, the blackest of midnight, till we beg just to see the sunrise. And from out of our troubles, our God has delivered us, that through the fetters of iron that bound us, he's broken the gates of our sins to stay certain. Now the bright light of his grace surrounds us.
We've got 7-8 minutes.